This is Abiso Rob, and the topic of my research is the study of surrogate pathogens in wastewater to ensure water sustainability. Now, the human and animal waste is considered the main source of microbial contamination in wastewater, and it can lead to the entry of enteric pathogens in aquatic environment, which can lead to various waterborne disease in humans and animals. Now, to maintain the water quality, the microbial contamination is needed to be checked and controlled. The use of bacteria as an indicator of sanitary water quality dates back to 1880. Since then, various bacteria like Tuberculosis coliform, Fecal coliform, E. coli, and Streptococcus has been used as fecal indicator bacteria, commonly called as FIBs. Now, these FIBs are still used to date, but they have certain limitations, like their isolation and identification of these pathogens are complicated, expensive, and time-consuming. They also do not correlate with the viral human viruses and parasites pathogen present in wastewater, and also do not provide for the source of fecal contamination. So recently, bacteriophages have come out as a promising tool for indicating the presence of bacteria as well as viral contamination. Qualifiers will be explored as a potential indicators of microbial safety of reused water through measurement of plate-forming units on agar containing the host bacteria. Now, there are numerous methods which are used to isolate bacteriophages from environmental samples, and we are trying to test different methods passed by EPA, such as two-step enrichment process, single agar layer, and by other institutions such as the use of the book for chemical certification technique. And we are trying to come up with the best standard methods which can be used to detect and enumerate these qualifiers. Now, these techniques that we are using are believed to be a strong approximation of the presence and the number of infected target coliphage viruses, and these analyses will also overcome one of the limitations of the PCR based techniques which measure the genetic material. Now, in our study, we are currently focusing on somatic and specific coliphages. The somatic coliphages are DNA viruses that infects the host bacteria, whereas F-specific coliphages were believed to be single-stranded RNA, but recently they are said to be either DNA or RNA viruses. So the complement of somatic and F-specific coliphages provides a flexibility in evaluating the reused water containing a wide variety of DNA and RNA viruses. Testing the water samples from Central Valley Recognition Facility in Salt Lake City, and we are testing both the raw wastewater and the wastewater after the second day of Lent before disinfection. And the primary difference in the method for somatic versus male specific is the use of different host bacteria, as well as the use of different antibiotics. Like in E. coli, somatic we are using nalidixic acid, and for F specific we are using ampicillin and streptomycin. So there are a few problems, like the insufficient growth of E. coli CN13, which can be due to the interference of antibiotics, and we are trying to troubleshoot those problems. And more water samples will be further tested, and result will be compared to various pathogens, viral and bacterial, found in wastewater to establish more concrete results and a standardized operational method. Also, we will be isolating bacteriophages, purifying them, and sending them for sequencing to study these coliphages in detail and to correlate them with the pathogens that are found in water.